So despite Karan Johar saying in a video clarification that he would not be engaging Pakistani actors anymore, and emboldened Raj Thackeray's party, the MNS, is still not going to allow the release, an unhindered release of his film, with the party protesting outside a major multiplex in Mumbai today. Is this nationalism or is this just blackmail? Introducing our panel today on the program, from the MNS, Shalini Thackeray is with us. From the BJP, Shaina NC is with us. With me in the studio, Amir Raza Hussain, theatre director and actor. Mukesh Bhatt, who's of course senior producer and president of the Film and Television Producers Guild, is with me. And Anand Patwardhan, filmmaker and director, is also with me. Before I get comments from all of you, Karan Johar actually, I thought bravely, Karan Johar tried to argue and make a complex point in the only interview he's done, speaking to me earlier a few weeks ago, raising a very pertinent point. And he said, is banning Pakistani actors going to solve terrorism? He said he was as upset about the Uri attacks as anybody else. His father had been a freedom fighter, but was a ban the solution? Listen to what Karan Johar said on record. How are you going to deal with this threat from these political parties?
Well, I have no idea, and I beseech everyone to look at it very, look at this very holistically and understand the situation, that there is a larger situation here. It is not about it that has anything to do with banning talent. Let's look at it in a larger perspective and find that answer. And I am not somebody who can find that answer. Who am I? I'm nobody in the scheme of things. I'm a filmmaker telling a love story. Today, I feel I'm a vulnerable soft target. That's all I have to say to you right now. I felt it. I faced the repercussions of it in the past. And I've constantly combated that on various films. And it's always been like sometimes you want to with folded hands say that we're a creative industry, please leave us alone. We make movies, we spread love, there are millions of people in this world and this country, forget the world, with this country we make happy with the work we do. Allow us that. And I feel that we should just not be those soft targets anymore. We leave us alone, we don't matter in the scheme of things, but we can make things better and happier.
And you don't agree with the call for a cultural boycott of Pakistani artists?
Well,
you don't think it solves the issue of terrorism?
I don't think it's going to solve. Agreeing or disagreeing is not the stand I'd like to take. I don't think, is that the solution? I ask anybody, I ask you that.
I don't think it is, but let's put it to the audience. Let's first have a show of hands. Do you believe it's misplacing anger to actually target Pakistani artists and actors for terrorism that is fomented by the deep state of Pakistan? Should actors and artists be left alone? Raise your hand if you agree. Should they be left alone and not targeted? Let's have a show of hands if you believe that the artistic community should be left alone. And that is really heartening here to see. Well, every single hand in that room went up when I said, should artists be left alone? But that is clearly not how the MNS is responding. In fact, it seems that Karan Johar, who said something I thought quite courageously, but then yesterday was put under pressure and put out a video message saying he would not engage Pakistani actors anymore. That step seems to have emboldened the MNS even further. How are the producers going to respond? Before I get Shalini Thackeray, Mukesh Bhatt, a quick comment from you.
After Karan speaking his heart out, the MNS is still being very rigid in their stand for reasons best known to them. Because I feel that is a part of their agenda, I presume so. Because I appealed to them very strongly yesterday, day before yesterday, requesting them that, listen, he's a victim to this, whatever has happened. And why are we making a fellow Indian suffer for no fault of his? He's done everything as per the law. He's got a certified film. He's done everything. He has worked on a work permit, official visa.
Yeah.
And that time, the relationship between two nations were very good. He's now become, unfortunately, a victim of circumstances.
Yeah.
So, you see, this is a damage, Barka, what terrorists have done to the country. They have not only attacked us at Uri, which was horrific, they have percolated down to the Bombay film industry, where fellow Indians are fighting with the fellow Indian and doing harm to a fellow Indian for no fault of his. See, this is the damage what terrorism does. And that is what I want to prevail upon my brothers in the MNS, that please let's good sense prevail. Let the festival of Diwali go in a very graceful way.
Yeah.
It's a family entertainer.
Yeah.
Let this not be a black Diwali.
Yeah.
Because by doing that, we are perpetuating the wishes of the terrorists. They are happy way back in their respective places, so, hideouts, so, we are suffering for no fault of ours.
So let me get Shalini Thakre and then I'll come to you, Shaina. Shalini Thakre, Karan Johar made a statement saying, I will not engage with Pakistani actors anymore. Though a few weeks ago in that interview to me, he did raise a more fundamental question. He said the industry is soft targets. He said with folded hands, leave us alone. The point is that when your party threatens to beat him up, when your party goes and tears up posters, when your party basically terrifies people into this kind of submission, how is this nationalism? In my mind, it is nothing but blackmail, it is nothing but hooliganism.
That is the way you look at it, Barkha. But when we talk about something, when you talk about political isolation, you talk about resource isolation. The fastest thing that works is cultural isolation. And this is what I think everybody has been trying to do. Cultural ties should be improved. That's why the Pakistani artists should be given an avenue here to work. Singers should be allowed to work. All this is fine, but we've been trying to do this for so many years, I think more than a decade. Mm. How successful have we been? 1.5 years and we've had 5 big attacks. Mm. When Karan Johar himself was shooting, after that there was a Pathankot attack, and I think we all have seen the impact that it has had on, we've had Shaheed Jawans, we have had the army fighting for us. I think after this, there is a point that you start saying that enough is enough, and cultural isolation is the fastest
but
way
the
to
government,
do it.
Shalini, but Shalini, the government, the government has not banned work permits for these artists. So your political position should be a submission before the government. Why? What has Karan Johar done? Karan Johar, as he said, made this film when things were better between India and Pakistan, firstly. So the government has not banned these work permits.
Maharashtra Navar Nirman Sena does not have anything personal against Karan Johar. Karan Johar has a film in his hand which has a 10-minute cameo of a Pakistani artist. Now, today is not the environment where the people want to see a Pakistani artist.
So ultimately, let the people decide. Pakistani artist, why can't we
is
test
not
this?
An artist.
Why can't we this test
is,
this?
He's not a,
why
Baka,
can't we test he's this
He's not an artist. He is a Pakistani citizen. And today, we are also in the people. We know the sentiments of the people and we are voicing the sentiments of the people.
Can I just ask you, can I just put out a question there? If indeed the people, Shalini, if indeed the people don't want to see a Pakistani artist for 4 minutes, which is what I'm told is the length of his cameo, then they will not go and see the film. Aap movie chalne dijiye, let the movie come out unhindered, Shalini Thakre. If indeed the public sentiment is so repulsed by the presence of Fuad Khan, people will not watch the film. They will decide that on their own. Why are you deciding for them, Shalini Thakre?
Barkha, I think we've been trying to do this for a very long time. Hmm. I think we've never taken a real stand against this whole issue. Okay. It is time that somewhere we send a message.
Yeah.
I mean, we tolerate a Kabir Khan going there and is insulted to the core. And that is all right with us. It's all right with them. But it's not all right with the people. People see that and are absolutely aghast with the way our people are treated over there.
Okay.
And we are still supposed to just be very understanding and not take
Let
a stand
Let me bring in
Shaina
and Anand and Amir now. Shaina and C, the fact is that the state police has promised protection, but clearly theatre owners do not want to take the chance. Single cinema halls already said they will not show the film. Now the MNS is actually saying this film cannot come out at any multiplex either. The fact is, despite the assurances from the state, clearly Karan Johar did not feel safe, which is why he issued a video message that was different from the much more nuanced position he took with me in the program earlier.
Barkha, let's understand the public sentiment. On the one hand, Pakistan continues to export terror and you expect Indians to import their talent and not even for the need of their talent because we have enough of our own. However, our position is very clear. We cannot go into the retrospective and go into the past and say that this film was made when it was and it should not be allowed to be seen. Let public decide if it wants to be seen or not. The question you raised about his own film fraternity, maybe you should ask them as to why they chose to pull out. Was it on emotional reasons? Was it to show solidarity with the armed forces and to say that, you know, a sentiment is much more important than commercial gain? That is an answer which needs to be given by the film fraternity. What is the position of the government? The position of the government is, if there are legitimate permissions, yes, we will give safety and security. The police commissioner has said exactly the same. Okay. And that is the
what
official
is your own
stand.
View, Shaila?
However,
what is your own
however,
view? What is your own view? You're hedging bets. You're hedging your bets. What
no,
is your own
all.
View?
Not
what is
all.
Your own view
there
as
is
a spokesperson
a public
and
sentiment.
An individual?
As an individual, there is a sentiment all across this country that relations can't be the same post a Uri and a Pathan court.
Fine.
Where do we stand in solidarity?
I agree
with
that
our
relations can't be the same,
talk
but
about
then people
isolation.
Decide.
Isolation has to be in totality,
okay.
Which is political, diplomatic, economic. However,
yes.
Political parties that are taking law and order into their hand to be noticed, it's another gimmick. And my appeal to you as media, you are only furthering their cause and emboldening them by them getting this moment of glory, which is their actual agenda. So
okay.
Please understand that if we are a mature democracy, this is the same
okay.
Democracy which is different from Pakistan, because a Kasab gets a free and fair trial irrespective of being
so,
a terrorist.
Fair point on Kasab and a good point on how much play the media should give this. I think the media would not have given this as much play were theatre owners not actually reacting. In fact, to this decision, the fact is that this threat has had a consequence, Shaina. So it's no longer just an empty threat. All right, let's take this to Anand Patwardhan and Amir Raza Hussain. Anand, the point being made again and again by Shaina NC is the state has not asked for any sort of ban. The state is promising protection. So it's up to the film fraternity. And Shalini Thakre says that the policy of people-to-people contact has not changed anything. It is time for cultural isolation. Who do you hold accountable for what's happening right now?
Well, I hold many people responsible, not people, but institutions even, including the media. I think that the war hysteria that has been built up in this country is dangerous for the world. And I think that at any given time, people-to-people relationship between India and Pakistan is very necessary. Hmm. Even at the time when we are actually at war, I think there's still room for ordinary citizens of India and ordinary citizens of Pakistan to interact. So I welcome if Pakistani messengers of peace come from Pakistan to India and Indian messengers of peace go from India to Pakistan. It has happened over
Anand,
the years
Anand,
and I'll give you an example. The kind of bans that have been imposed because of right-wing organizations like the attack on Rahat Fateh Ali,
yes.
Who is not allowed to perform.
Yes.
Now, Rahat Fateh Ali and his uncle Nusrat Fateh Ali are the messengers of peace. They were Sufis. Sufis are under attack in Pakistan by the right-wing Pakistanis, right-wing Islamists.
Hmm.
And yet, we don't welcome them. We say that they cannot sing here.
Hmm.
Now, that is ridiculous. I think that the only beneficiaries of this kind of war hysteria are arms manufacturers and arms distributors. And
Let me interrupt you there, because while I do agree with you that I think it's ridiculous the way actors are and the industry is being targeted, when you put the entire issue of terrorism onto arms manufacturers, you actually absolve the Pakistani deep state, which has chosen to use terror as an instrumentation of state policy. There are terror groups like the Lashkar-e-Taiba that for years have been fomenting terrorism in India. So are you the other end of the war hysteria of certain television channels, which I do not agree with, but are you the romantic other extreme, Anand?
I am the romantic other extreme. I believe that peace is necessary between India and Pakistan, and I as a citizen will do everything for it. And I think that what is going on right now is extremely dangerous. We are both nuclear powers, and this kind of irresponsible behavior will only make things much worse. And who knows what the consequences can be.
Okay, let me just bring Amir Raza Hussain now. Amir Raza Hussain, as somebody who's in the cultural field, do you believe that it's the film fraternity that should have stood as one together?
Well,
and because they say, as you've heard, that they're soft targets.
The film fraternity certainly are soft targets. There is, even as we speak, three borders, trucks are rolling back and forth. 20,000 crores of business is being done between India and Pakistan.
So you're saying trade has not stopped.
Trade has not been targeted. No, not only that. India has given Pakistan most favored nation status. What does that mean? We are calling them most, as government policy.
We have not scrapped MFN yet, yes.
As government policy, we are calling them most favored nation, and nobody is protesting. And you're protesting over one little Fuad Khan, or, you know, it is so dangerous to bring these two sentiments together, which are actually not together. A sentiment of patriotism, a sentiment of regret over the killings of our soldiers in Uri and Pathankot, which we all feel. And then tying them up to the release of Karan Johar's film. Oh, if Karan Johar releases his film, he's not patriotic. What kind of perverted, perverse logic?
Who do you
is
hold
this?
Accountable for the fact that we are in this environment? Because you did hear Shaina and see, she said the state has promised all protection.
You know, the state has promised all protection. You know, you take it with a whole dollop of salt and a lot of lemon. So do I. State has promised protection. Then they should ask Karan Johar to release the movie and go ahead with it. The point is, who is to say that the people are protesting? The people are protesting. Today, the person who can actually stand up and say that is Narendra Modi, because he has such a huge majority in parliament. If he says people are protesting, then we have to think about what our response.
I always say just release the film and test how people will
Absolutely.
Respond and see
now,
if people
I,
don't want to see
just,
it, they won't
may
go.
May I just say something else? You know, this whole thing about people, we are not at war. You know, we my point about the economic ties,
trade.
And we are not at war at the moment. We are on paper at normal relations.
Yeah.
When we were at war in Kargil, when Atal Bihari Vajpayee was prime minister, and you were doing such a wonderful job on the border, at that time. We were actually, the war started in the third week of May, and in the first week of June, we were actually playing a cricket match with Pakistan, the World Cup final in London. We were playing against Pakistan. We won that. And as you know, we've done some research and we made a
movie.
A movie. I've got on record our officers on the hills, they tuned into some Pakistani
frequency,
channels. Yes. And they heard the Pakistanis say immediately after that, "Abe, ye match to haar gaye, ab jang mat haar jana." So this was the greatness of Atal Bihari Vajpayee's whole logic of how he handled our dispute with Pakistan.
So let me take this to Mukesh Bhatt and then I'll take final comments from all of you. Mukesh Bhatt, the point is that when Karan Johar comes out and says, "I will not use Pakistani actors anymore," and in a way is shifting his position from an earlier position where he said, "How does a ban actually help?" The point some people have made is, why does the fraternity accept these threats? You know, the MNS has one MLA in the Maharashtra Assembly. It does not have a member of parliament. You heard Shaina NC saying they're doing this to regain some sort of political relevance, to find themselves in the headlines. Do you believe the fraternity should have stood up to this kind of bullying?
Most definitely.
You believe that? Yeah, but let me get Mukesh.
Yeah.
Mukesh.
Arka, tell us, what do we do? We are vulnerable ducks because we belong to the glamour world. We are the sitting target, because only when you target somebody who's a celebrity, you become a news for the media to carry as headlines, to further their agendas. Now, the problem is that for an Indian, he can only feel safe and secure and take a stand, if at all he has to take any stand, is when he gets that kind of confidence from the government in power. That, listen, you are free to talk and take your stand, whether you are right or wrong, you have a point of view. But today, for anybody to give his point of view, he's so petrified because he doesn't know which person is going to attack him physically. We are not fighters. So this is a question which we should ask the government in power, that why aren't you installing that confidence in the common man? Forget a Karan Johar, forget a Mukesh Bhatt. A common man on the street is petrified to give his opinion. today because he doesn't know what kind of a backlash he'll get.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel safe. And is that a healthy atmosphere in the country? I'm sure it is not.
Yeah. I think
there is a fear psychosis.
Now,
tell me one thing.
Yes.
Who gives the power to a political entity like MNS to decide whether I should see a film or not see a film?
Yeah.
I have to ask myself a question. Am I a patriotic Indian? Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Do I have to demonstrate that to MNS?
Yeah.
Or for that matter, anybody else? It's a shame that an Indian has to stand on the dock and prove his patriotism in front of a channel. Don't you feel that's very appalling?
I agree. I think nobody should have to prove patriotism at gunpoint. That's not patriotism. That's not patriotism. Mukesh, to me, the very idea of my country is actually subverted if I have to prove my patriotism at gunpoint. I mean, I think that is not patriotism of any kind. That is a subversion. I mean, you can't use anti-national as a slogan of the mob. But Anand Patwardhan and Amir Raza Hussain, quick last comments from you. Anand, Mukesh says it's easier said than done to stand up. But, you know, the film industry is also large in numbers. Groups of people do have to come together. Otherwise, you are actually letting, as I said, the MNS with one seat in the assembly is able to dictate these terms.
Yeah, I can't really speak for the film industry. I'm very much a peripheral part of it.
Yeah.
And so I have the freedom that maybe other people don't have.
Yeah.
And I can say that I don't think a group like MNS has the right to question my patriotism.
Yeah.
Because I cannot see them as patriots myself. I do not think that people who put Bihari Indians versus Maharashtrian Indians and Uttar Pradesh Indians versus Maharashtrian Indians could be called patriots.
Yeah,
so I think that they don't have a good record.
Yeah.
And so on what basis should I consider this activity as patriotism?
Okay, quick last word. Unfortunately, we lost our lines to Shaina and Shalini because of a technical problem, so we can't get their last words, but you wrap this up for us.
Liberals live in glass houses and mud-thatched huts.
Yeah.
So we are always, always vulnerable. Mm. There is no way we are not vulnerable because we don't have armies of hooligans and thugs behind us.
Yeah.
But of course, the atmosphere has changed. As I told you, what happened during Vajpayee's reign and what is happening now. It's not that very long back in history.
Yeah.
You were doing the same job. I was doing the same job.
Yeah.
But look how our country has changed. That is so dangerous. It is so dangerous. Look how the thinking of people is slowly changing. And I am afraid of what will happen in the next 10 years.
Well, that is a moment to give us all pause. We will have to leave it there. Mukesh Bhatt, Anand Patwardhan, Amir Raza Hussain, and also to Shalini Thakre and Shaina NC. Apologies for losing you a little while earlier because of a technical problem. We'll leave it there. Thank you for joining us all on The Buck Stops Here.